You're with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.
Gavin Gray joining us on the line from London. Gavin, confirm the UK is under lockdown as well, hey?
Yes, we've done almost a week now of lockdown. We do have alcohol for sale. There were concerns that off licenses or grog shops or alcohol shops selling beers, wine, spirits were not going to be included, but that got clarified and they are now included. It was because supermarkets are open, and in this country, supermarkets sell alcohol, and the alcohol was running out fast. Not that everyone should go out and go and buy alcohol to go and get drunk every night. Of course, I can assure you after a week of this, and I know you've only done a little bit less than that, you do start to think, well, I'm going to have to pace myself here because this could last for several weeks. Boris Johnson, our own Prime Minister, who has tested positive for coronavirus, has said things are going to get worse before they get better. And he's writing to every household in the UK saying we all need to observe the rules. If we don't, he'll have to toughen them up, because if we observe the rules, the infection rate will decrease. It will protect the impending surge hitting the National Health Service before we've got all the ventilators, all the hospital beds, and all the staff we need to cope.
In fact, both him and his health secretary testing positive for the coronavirus, which means that you are all being led from the front remotely.
Yes, and so the Prime Minister says he's still leading, but that is being done via video screens. All the cabinet are meeting, but via video links. And the Prime Minister says he's got mild symptoms. The Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, also with mild symptoms. Not quite sure where they've all caught it from. There is speculation it might be from the EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, who's also tested positive. This isn't a blame game, of course, but one is trying to track down who everyone has been in contact with. But that is becoming almost impossible now. The UK has reached more than 1,000 cases of coronavirus, 260 deaths, 1,000 cases of the fatalities from coronavirus, 17,000 cases, and 260 deaths announced in a single day yesterday. The letter being sent out from the government, that's 30 million households at a cost of roughly 100 million South African rand. The Prime Minister is really trying to say, look, this is going to be very difficult. One of his own medical assistants, his own medical experts, is saying, if 20,000 people die of this in the UK, we'll have done well. We will have basically managed to get a much lower figure than we otherwise fear. So Africa, no doubt this is extremely serious, as the economy is brought to a shuddering halt, not just here, but around the world.
And it's reported in the meantime that Virgin Atlantic is expected to ask for a government bailout worth hundreds of millions of pounds in the coming days.
Yes, we don't know this for sure. It's not being confirmed, but requests for state aid, government aid, is also expected to come from other airlines. But we think Virgin Atlantic is to break ranks first. The government, though, saying originally that it was going to basically give them some funding, but now saying it's looking to help struggling airlines only as a last resort on a case-by-case basis. And what I think they're probably looking at is that buying shares in these, so that in the end, of course, hopefully when things get back to normal, the shares will rise in value and they can sell them back to the market. But it's a terrible time for lots of businesses, but the aviation industry in particular is absolutely on its knees. Now, interestingly, British Airways is not so keen on state aid, and that could well be because it's been run with money in the bank. Virgin Atlantic evidently is suggesting that the government is going to need some £7.5 billion in credit facilities. It was suggesting that that's what it gave Virgin Atlantic and other airlines, with Richard Branson himself offering to inject £250 million into the Virgin Group, with most of the amount going into the airline itself. So The government, I think, having a look at potential ways to help in the airline industry, but I don't think it's going to be as generous as some of those in the industry want.
The supermarkets in the United Kingdom will be using a government database of 1.5 million vulnerable shoppers to help prioritize delivery slots.
Yes, so we're allowed a 1 weekly shop. That is one of the trips we are allowed out. The problem that so many people face, including myself, is where to go on that 1 weekly trip in terms of which supermarket. And the reasons are twofold. Firstly, huge queues. Queues outside the supermarket to go inside. And because everyone is social distancing, each person in the queue needs to stand 2 meters apart. So the queues can be very lengthy. The second reason is when you get in there, will there be the food that you need? Now, the answer to the second part about the shelves being full is improving. However, big concern that with people being off work and with so many Europeans who had worked here in the agriculture farming industry sector, they have returned back to their countries of origin. And many farmers saying we simply don't have people to pick the veg or to pick the fruit that is being produced. So big concerns there. But a lot of people saying, okay, well, let's do our shopping online. But the problem is now the main supermarkets are swamped. I had a look at our local supermarkets and the slots for getting an online delivery are just completely booked up for weeks ahead. And this is a particular concern for the elderly, because they are being told to self-isolate, not to go out at all unless absolutely necessary. Of course, that they still have to get food in. So what some of the stores are looking to do is to create a database of 1.5 million vulnerable shoppers, and they will be given priority in these delivery slots for the online delivery. But I have to be honest, I think the demand is so high that it's going to be quite some achievement to get.
Indeed. In Switzerland, they're using their most famous mountain, the Matterhorn, as a projector screen to highlight messages about the coronavirus outbreak.
Yes, very unusual. They said amazing pictures. The Matterhorn, which looks like a sort of a marvelous image of a cartoon of a mountain, what you expect a mountain to be, has one reasonably sort of flat side. And on it, they are projecting screens in Switzerland with messages. One is stay at home. The next evening was hope. And they're going to continue trying to put messages on this for a while. It's really needed in Switzerland because the country only has 8.5 million people, but already more than 200 patients have died. That is a death rate that is only slightly below that of France. So it does have a major problem. It's not just Zermatt, the resort beneath the Matterhorn, that is struggling. Of course, the ski slopes are empty. The whole country needs cheering up because it's 4 weeks since the ban on public gatherings was announced there. They were one of the first to get that in. So big calendar highlights like the Geneva Motor Show, the Basel Watch Fair, they've been cancelled. And the elderly advised to stay at home, the rest of people to travel as little as possible. Schools have now been shut there for 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks since bars, cafes, restaurants, all non-food shops were shut and everyone told to work from home. So, these messages, these elements of giving people a bit of hope, very important. And here in the UK, one night last week, we had an 8 o'clock clap for health workers where everyone came out of their home clapping for health workers, paramedics, doctors, nurses, clinicians. And it was I can't say I'm not unemotional, Africa. I do not have a heart of rock. But I have to say it made me fairly tearful, and I think it did a lot of other people too.
I expected nothing less, Gavin. Let's finish off with the rather disturbing news that a fundamentalist Iraqi cleric has been extradited to Italy from Norway, despite the concerns around the coronavirus.
Yes, and one is here in the UK hearing all that the court cases that are currently ongoing or about to go are on hold because of coronavirus here. Najmuddin Farage Ahmad, who is calling himself the Mullah Cracker, is considered a terrorist by the United Nations and America. In July of 2019, he was convicted of leading a jihadist group. Now, he is to be extradited to Italy from Norway, but his lawyers say, well, there's a terrible coronavirus pandemic in Italy, so it would be really ridiculous to extradite him to that country. But that is going to be, I think, overruled. The 63-year-old Iraqi Kurdish preacher came to Norway as a refugee in 1991. He founded a group called the Ansar al-Islam. It is now defunct, and he has since distanced himself from the group. But Norway's been trying to extradite him for years. They want him out, judging him to be a threat to national security for more than a decade. They can't extradite him to Iraq, and that was because he would face the death penalty, so they say that's against his human rights. But the Italian court sentenced him to 12 years behind bars, and that's why they want to extradite him there. He says the charges are fake, but plenty of people in Norway very keen to see the back of him and hope that this excuse about coronavirus will not allow him to stay there.
We'll be watching closely. Gavin, thank you very much, and please stay safe. Gavin Gray will be back with us next week, Sunday, to give us next weekend's edition of the UK Report.